We'll be holding our own Black Friday sale this year with some great deals on Startate magazine and other products. We'll post the details in November at startate.org. Please drop by and thank you for your support. Stardate, November 26th. The next total eclipse of the sun is almost 2 years away, but astronomers will watch many total eclipses between now and then. Known as occultations, they occur when one astronomical object passes in front of another, blocking the more distant one from view. The most frequent blocker is the moon, and early tomorrow it'll block out Spica, the brightest star of Virgo. Spica is just 2 degrees from the ecliptic, which is the sun's path across the sky. The moon moves 5 degrees to either side of the ecliptic, allowing it to cover the bright star. And they're going through a series of occultations now. Tonight's event is the last one visible from the United States this year. Spica consists of 2 heavy stars that orbit each other once every 4 days. Occultations have helped astronomers decipher the system's multiple personality and learn some of its details. The main star, Spica A, is more than 11 times the mass and 7 times the diameter of the Sun. Because it's so massive, within a few million years, the star will blast itself to bits as a supernova. Spica B is no slouch either, but it's not quite heavy enough to become a supernova. Instead, it will cast its outer layers into space more gently, leaving behind a small hot corpse. Spica and the moon climb into view just a couple of hours before dawn. The occultation will be visible across most of the country. The exact timing depends on your location. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.